Welcome to another chat on Awakenings, chapter 15, meditation. So it begins, this we'll talk about a meditation, but it begins, the first paragraph is, many people avoid silence or meditation, having to keep busy all the time or constantly distracting oneself with drinking, drugs, TV, video games or our phones. Most people are afraid to face their thoughts. And actually, many people say they can't meditate, they cannot meditate because you know, they hear and people say, oh, I have no thoughts, it's clarity, I clear the mind. Well, the mind does become clearer in meditation to some degree, and ultimately it will over a period of time, could take years. But it's not about having no thought. It's about mindfulness and becoming aware of your focus and how distracted you are. And there are a number of things you can do to try and minimize your thoughts. And we'll go into that shortly. So as I've previously mentioned, the mind chatter is nothing more than a false idea, an illusionary concept. When I ask people what percentage of their thoughts are real, they often come down to not many. So then I ask, tell me just one thought that is real. No one has been able to do so because no one can. Initially, I'm not talking about the names of things or the processes on how to solve or resolve things. Although all existence is illusional, everything we perceive is pure energy. Even that which appears solid is just varying densities of energy and contains infinite potential within, and emptiness, in actual fact. This is a hard reality to grasp. This understanding, though, even conceptually, may well assist, encourage, or inspire a sense of relief for people looking to confront their fears or false ideas. Meditation is great in so many ways. There are countless different practices. With this basic one below, you will, at the very least, gain insight into yourself. You'll begin to become aware of your thoughts and their patterns. You may be amazed at the extraordinary things you believe and fall into while your thoughts go unchecked without awareness. If you haven't meditated before, you're not used to meditating or haven't done in a while, I encourage you to take a few moments now to sit in silence. Try this simple but effective method. One I still use today, additionally, at times focusing on listening or feeling nature all around me. What I'm going to do, a brief meditation, talk you through it briefly, and then I'm going to turn the music up in the background. What I like is like the Himalayas, the deep ohms from the Himalayas, and I'll keep it going for 10 minutes and you can sit and meditate at the end of this. And I'll talk you through just the very start of it and then let you go and do your thing. It is likely, if you haven't meditated much or if you haven't really done it before, it is likely you will be distracted by your thoughts. This happens to almost everyone. As soon as you become aware of this, of your thoughts, bring your focus back to your breath. Each time you catch yourself following your thoughts, you repeat it. You go back to watching, becoming aware of your breath in front of your nose. Even if you meditate 5 minutes a day, it will help. It will help calm you. And it's amazing that when you meditate, you might think nothing's happening, but then it could be in a week or a couple of weeks' time, you'll realize when confronted with a situation in life, you handle it differently. And then it might dawn on you, it could be straight away or not long after or the next day, you think, hang on a minute, that was different. So it's not always obvious what meditation offers you, but it will take you deeper and give a sense of calmness. So over a period, if you can increase meditation time, that's a great thing. But if you don't feel you can, just 5 minutes a day, that's fine. It's your journey to be done in your time. This meditation, which is a watching the breath meditation, I didn't invent it, but I've been around for a very, very long time. This meditation often reveals your vested interest in your thoughts, maybe work-related or maybe desire, fear or self-importance-based. Going over the work schedule may be important, but it's not necessary all of the time. So if you meditate and your mind's racing, it's almost like the ego goes into fear at times and it will give you things. And, oh, I've got to remember this. I have to do this. And it's a good idea to write down whatever the mind tells you you need to remember. Anything new that comes to you, there might be quite a bit there, but write it down and go, okay, I can let it go now. Because it's about learning the process of letting go and becoming free from the burdens of the mind or thoughts. So you might fear failure, fear it not working. You might judge yourself, fear of being judged or judging yourself. It's interesting when you embark on the spiritual journey, often the mind will tell you it's not working. They give you a sense of resistance and will judge you, but that's part of the process. It's a test. To win the test, you just carry on, you just continue. Not all techniques will inspire you. Often techniques to go within yourself get challenged, and that's a sign you're in the right direction. So on thoughts in your meditation, thoughts can only ultimately have you if you have interest in where they take you or you fear them. And fearing them might be, oh, I need to remember this, need to remember that. So it's still fear-based, or you're concerned, or it's still fear if you don't remember it, something will happen, or you know, you might have to pick up the kids, or I forget to get the kids. So you write it down, or you set an alarm. You know, if there's certain things you need to do, set an alarm for yourself. And that's not the best way to come out, but it could be a nice relaxing alarm. My alarm's like angelic singing, a female sort of singer that eases me out of, not necessarily for meditation, but that's my alarm in general. So there's things you can do to counteract any fear or any things you may have to do. But it's amazing, and people don't realize that, you know, even to get caught in the past or past suffering, you have to remind yourself and make up stories, in a sense, or relive stories. It takes a lot of effort, and the mind will conjure all sorts of things. It is a great opportunity to see through the mind. Mind will often take you on a different journey before you get to the end of the initial thought, because it has to try and entertain you, it has to try and distract you. That's the ego. This is a journey of empowerment, about seeing through that, and getting in touch with your heart rather than your thoughts. So what I'm going to do, so if you'd like to sit comfortably, don't do this if you're driving a car or operating something, for sure.
Good point.
You have 10 minutes free, just you can sit down and you can just relax. And you've got a spare 10 minutes. This will just be a very, very simple one. There's a number of other meditations you can do. Maybe I'll talk about that some other time potentially. But if you'd like to sit comfortably, and pause this if you like while you get yourself set up. Once you get comfortable, it's always really good to, if your mind's racing or if there's anything comes up, just stop and write it down in notes or on your phone or something like that. Because that will take away the distraction, just eliminate them. And it's pretty easy to do if you have a pen and paper there. And then take a few deep breaths. Always start with deep breaths. It naturally calms your mind. It slows you down. It oxygenates your mind. Oh, so many people are in fight or flight mode pretty much all their time. They're waking moments. They're operating on high stress levels. So in fight or flight, the oxygen going to your brain, it's amazing that people want to make optimum decisions. But when they're operating on the fly, so to speak, fight or flight, I believe it's 30% less oxygen is going to your brain. So you can never make as good a decision as when you're calm. So taking deep breaths, naturally, something you can do that does slow you down, that does calm you. I think it's worth mentioning too, for those just on the topic of calming you down and helping. I'm not sure if I've mentioned this before too, but if you're a smoker, I don't do funny stuff at all. Like, I don't do pot or anything like that. I learned about 16 years ago now. When I was in India, it's an amazing story that I may tell one time. I don't know. But American Indian, like a pipe ceremony, was initiated into that. And it's just tobacco. I try and get organic tobacco. And the pipe, just to give an overview, is symbolic of the heart. So you pack in the heart and your prayers go, and it gets transformed into the spirit. Basically, tobacco was smoked a lot of times by the elders. So it connects you on a deeper level. It can do. And obviously, it's not that good having chemicals and that sort of thing. But the reason I'm telling you this on calming the mind, deep breaths is one thing. But also, if you do smoke, and I'm not recommending anyone smokes by any means, but if you do, make sure that you calm yourself and you're in a positive frame of mind when you smoke. Because I'm not saying pot, I don't do drugs, I don't do stuff like that. I'm not an advocate for those sort of things at all. But if you're going to smoke tobacco, I've been told, and I believe it's true, that, well, they say that tobacco does enhance whatever you're feeling. And when I do healing at times, I might do American Indian pipe ceremonies to do types of healing. And it's a great way to bring forth healing. And obviously, it's limited by chemicals and that sort of thing. It's hard to get organic stuff, but traditionally, it does enhance things. It can promote wherever your focus is, or enhance wherever your focus is. So I feel it's worth bearing in mind that this journey is about being mindful. So deep breaths help. And when you're doing certain things, or if you're people don't realize that a lot of their life is almost ceremonial to some degree. So you have to be as mindful as possible. Make sure if you're doing anything that, like smoking or doing something like that, your focus has to be in the right place. So you shouldn't ideally smoke when you're stressed. And I remember back in the day, my day, everyone smoked. I never did. And I don't smoke casually. It's only for healing and things like that. That is it. So be aware of these things and enhance yourself wherever you can possible. So I felt it's worth talking about briefly. So start with taking a few deep breaths. In. And out. In. And out. Nice and easy, nice and calm. In. And out. Two more, in, and out, one more, deep breath in, and out. Now continue breathing softly, calmly. Put your awareness on your breath. Breathe through your nose if you can. If you can't, it's okay. Become aware of your breath as you're breathing in and out. Going through your nose, any thoughts come to your mind, as soon as you become aware of those thoughts, do not judge them. Put your awareness back on your breathing, and if you drift off again, effortlessly come back. And you will find at different times, maybe distracted more or less, it's all okay. It's part of the process. And get back to the breath every time you're aware of the thoughts. Okay, in your own time, slowly feel yourself coming back more into the body. Feel yourself becoming more aware of your physical body. Feel your breath normalizing more and more with every breath that you take. When you're ready, open your eyes, feeling calm and relaxed.